This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
What is the source of all this evil in the world? This is a question that many laymen have asked. I once had a man say to me, "Leroy, if your God made this sinful, corrupt world, your God must be the devil." How can we say that a sinless God is responsible for the creation of such a sinful world? Well, as a matter of fact, that is not what the Bible says. It is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that the kind of world that God created was filled with love and joy and peace. And with all of that, God gave man something else. He gave him a choice. And man decided to go his own way and do his own thing. And the results of that decision can be seen all around us, in every corner of the globe. No, God did not create a world filled with violence, hatred, strife, and bloodshed. As one man put it, "Perhaps history is simpler than we think, proclaiming the right and doing the wrong." The Apostle Paul wrote, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death spread to all men, for all have sinned." The results of sin are twofold. One, a messed up world filled with wars and heartache and destruction. But there is a second result to man's decision to go his own way apart from what God said, and that is even more devastating. There is an eternal consequence that all of mankind faces: eternal separation from God. The Bible says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Sin always separates. The Bible says, "Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you." Some may be saying, "My sins? Are you saying that I am a sinner?" No, I am not saying that. The Bible says that. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." George Bernard Shaw put it in a very interesting way. He said, "We are savages at heart, and we wear our thin cloak of civilization awkwardly." He is saying there is something terribly wrong down inside of us, and the Bible calls that sin. You may ask, how can this sin, this thing that is wrong down inside of me, be corrected? What can I do? Well, the good news is that God has already provided the solution. The solution is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Have you come to Christ? Have you turned to him in repentance and faith? If not, you can do so right now. Open your heart and your life to him.
Why not join us in the wonderful adventure of reading through the Bible? To help you, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.